Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us for today's announcement from the Pocono Mountain Sports, Entertainment, and Film Commission. I'd like to now introduce Chris Barrett, President and CEO of Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau. Chris?
Thank you, everyone. We'd like to first thank Pocono Raceway for hosting this today. This is going to be an incredible announcement from the Pocono Mountains, one that we're happy to bring you today. And we'll be coming back to talk a little bit about what this announcement and physically will look like over time and give you a little bit of more information. But first, the Brain Trust, which is sitting up here, will give you all the detail. And I would like to first introduce Ben May, president of Pocono Raceway, who will start to take us down that path. Ben.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Chris. Is that on?
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you all for being here today. We are failing. All right, great. We have Ralph and John here with me, but thank you. We're excited about the Pocono Mountains Sports, Entertainment, and Film Commission. There's essentially 14 of these throughout the state, Harrisburg, Erie, and throughout. So it's nice to, I think, kind of be the final piece of the puzzle of folks that are out there drumming up business and driving, continuing to drive economic impact, driving folks to the region. Chris and his team do a marvelous job of making sure the Pocono Mountains are the place to be, and we continue to showcase well here. Northeast PA is really on fire right now, and it's wonderful to be a part of it. So the commission is just that next step in us saying, okay, all right, what are we going to do in the region? How are we going to drive more economic impact, right? How are we going to drive business? And these gentlemen do a marvelous job. John has a great property up in Pocono Park, and Ralph is a world-class film guy. That's not the official way he describes himself, but that's what I call him. When it comes to this, Ralph has really opened our eyes. Nick and I talk a lot about Pocono Raceway being not just a racetrack, but being an entertainment facility, an entertainment complex, and meeting folks like this and being able to share ideas. And Ralph, I'll never forget that conversation we had where you went scouting at the Raceway and you came back and you're like, man, you got a hospital, you can do a TV show. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, you have a tunnel. He's like, that's a perfect New York City subway station. And I was like, okay. So having these partnerships, having these relationships, is really something that we're excited about with this commission. We have a lot of folks supporting us. And, same with John. He's got a wonderful property and amphitheater north of us. Puts on, fireworks show and taco festivals and a lot of cool stuff. And he's bringing the heat, too. So just proud to be up here with these gentlemen, and huge thanks to Chris, Brian, and the team at the Visitors Bureau for spearheading this and allowing the commission to live under their umbrella and help us bring it to life. Who wants it? Don't be shy.
John, why don't you go next?
Thanks, Ben, and thanks, Chris. And the Pocono Mountain Sports, Entertainment, and Film Commission, the opportunity to sit at the table with Ben, Ralph, Chris, Brian, and the rest of the team of the Poconos Mountain Visitors Bureau, but more importantly, the guests that we serve throughout the region, the locals that are entertained through the sports and entertainment events that happen throughout the Poconos region, and the tourists that are attracted through that, is something that we're really excited about, the history and the foundation that the Poconos has, and finding ways through. There's so many vast venues to entertain and host people throughout the Poconos. You have, it's NASCAR weekend here at the Tricky Triangle, and the tens of thousands of people that are going to come together for core memories and good times and great experiences, whether they live here locally or they're from the tri-state region or beyond. But then you have the amphitheater at Poconos Park, where we gather people together at concerts and different events at a large scale. But in downtown Stroudsburg, we have the Sherman Theater. In Milford, we have the Milford Theater. We have various, street fairs and festivals, both big and large and small and community-based events. And for us to be able to come together through this commission and find ways to attract new audiences and enhance the existing events, whether it be NASCAR weekend, through ancillary events and activations and activities, or through new events, and really look forward to that on the event side, being able to attract new activities, and what Ralph brings to light in the film portion of this is showcasing the beauty that is the Poconos and the businesses that are represented here and the towns that are within the four counties of the Poconos. So it's a really exciting opportunity, and I look forward to working with not only the members of the commission, but the community and the business owners to grow what we will do together. So thank you. Ralph, your turn.
And that was John Oakes, CEO of Poconos Park, and now Ralph Lucchese, CEO of Lucchese Media and an independent filmmaker.
Thank you, Chris. We worked that out. I'll keep it brief on my end. This is just an honor to be up here to represent the commission as well from the film office operating perspective. I'm a Poconos kid. I grew up in the Poconos before traveling to LA and living in Hollywood for a while and then finding my way back here. You know, the Poconos, anybody that's from here that leaves and comes back realizes that this is a, you know, this is a place. There's something about this place that keeps you coming here. From the filmmaking side, overlooking everything else, believe that the Poconos is completely underutilized. There's an incredible film, the diverse film community here in the Poconos that leaves to go to New York, goes to LA, back and forth for work. And we have the people here to make incredible content that represents the Poconos in such a positive light to not only stimulate the local economy, but to bring features and productions to this area. And that's something that we're working on doing. Especially someone like myself that's back and forth for work, tired of leaving to go back and forth, flying to LA doing, I say this all the time, Ben's probably heard it a million times. I know John's definitely heard it a million times. You know, it's time to keep the work here. We have a lot of incredible film industry professionals that live in this area. And I believe it's time to keep it here and maximize our efforts to promote this area as a prime location for film and to also help stimulate the local economy. So it's awesome. It's an incredible experience. I'm just happy to be here. And I'll pass it on back to Chris to introduce the board members.
Thank you, Ralph. This commission is comprised of elected officials and some other folks here in the Pocono Mountains who want to see some independent productions produced here. So I'd like to name them if I could. Mike Safranco, who is chair of the Carbon County's Commissioner's Office, John Christie, chair of the Monroe County Commissioners, Brian Smith, chair of the Wayne County Commissioners, Matt Ostenberg, chair, Pike County Commissioners, Bill Rosato, he is the CEO of the Rosato Group, Andy Worthington, President and CEO of Tree Course Adventures, Justin P. Genslinger, CEO of Settlers Hospitality and Holdings, and James Doniger, President of the Jim Thorpe Tourism Agency. So they will comprise the folks who are in the commission and will help and assist. And also, I almost forgot, Ben Groff, Chief Operating Officer and General Manager at Mount Airy Casino Resort. Those folks will be helping to steer this commission and help to recruit folks to come here and film in the Pocono Mountains. We wanted to talk a little bit more about detail. Ralph, did you want to say a little bit more just about detail of the office and what it'll do?
Absolutely.
And then we'll go to some closing remarks and questions.
Yeah, for sure. So from an operating perspective, so you have both the Pocono Mountain Sports Entertainment Film Commission, the operating entity of the Poconos Film Office. Think of it as like the boots on the ground, proactively reaching out to studios, proactively reaching out to producers, showcasing the area. Oh, wow, we got louder here. Showcasing the areas. For example, like Ben brought up earlier, just walking around this place, and when the races aren't in town and it's just here, the opportunities from an independent filmmaker's perspective, like there's a hospital on station here that's never utilized. Finding locations throughout the Poconos that are here all the time that never get used, and finding ways to implement scenes, movies, things of that nature by utilizing what we have, especially where we are in the state, it just opens the door for so many opportunities. So what we're doing is very proactive. A lot of film offices operate on a reactive approach. We're very proactive, reaching out to studios, reaching out to studio executives, agent executives, and just showcasing what the Poconos has to offer, not only from a location standpoint, but from a labor perspective, from an operational perspective, and just the support that we have pushing and driving this thing forward. So it's been very inspiring working with the other film offices as well. learning what they're doing, the ins and outs, what they like, what they don't like, where they feel like there could be areas of improvement. I think now taking this and launching it forward and listening to what they've been doing and also trying to work out what hasn't been working for them and making it our own, we've just seen a lot of positive progression moving forward. And we've had a couple productions come here already that has been utilizing the resources that we have. So there's only going to be more, which is a great thing. But ultimately, the end goal is to help stimulate the filmmaking economy, at least from the film office side. But to hopefully keep the jobs here, especially the film jobs, so that I always say, so I can make it home at 5 o'clock in time for dinner. So that's the dream.
Isn't he a great guy? He just really is. Actually, Ralph, being a filmmaker, kind of touched on the important points, and so did these other two gentlemen that are here, and I'd like to thank them for being here today. But he speaks with a lot of heart, and these are the kind of things that are going to set the Pocono Mountains apart as a destination. And if a film is shot here, it will live on and continue to position the Poconos for generations to come. So this is an extremely exciting time. And when you look at Pocono Raceway, for instance, where we're sitting and standing right now, this is not only a nationally known track, it's international. And when we continue these things, we continue to grow and be known nationally and internationally. So I'm going to turn it over to Riz, I think, for questions. So we want to thank everybody for coming today and supporting this. And a big hand again for these three gentlemen right here who had the vision to come to us. And I want to thank Ralph. Ralph really had the vision to bring this forward. And he really loves our region. So we're really looking forward to working with him.
Thank you, Chris. We'll open for questions. I got a question. I know this is a brand new announcement, but tell us, do you have any projects in the works currently?
I'm going to answer for Ralph. Behind the scenes over the last couple of months, Ralph has attended meetings with Governor Shapiro's office, has worked with productions from the Discovery Channel network that have come and produced, product here. So there's already action. Today might be the forward-facing day where we're coming out with the initiatives. Recently, a major automotive manufacturer filmed a commercial shoot in the Poconos film office, and Ralph has assisted with that. And when you move back about the three elements of this commission, the sports, entertainment, and film portion, it's NASCAR weekend, right? So the action's already happening here and it's going to continue to happen. So thank you for the question.
And then another question, just curious, because you are going against so many other regions and cities to get this type of entertainment business. Do you give any incentives to get people to come to the Poconos in terms of filming?
Yes, great question. So most every state has some sort of film tax incentive. So just to bring productions here, whether it be third party, whether it be the people of the state, to utilize it to help showcase the state's area. From a film office side, we are advocating for an increase in that. So just for those that aren't aware, that are somewhat aware, we are advocating for an increase in that, because the more money we are able to allocate for productions coming in here, the better it is for an area. Where the Poconos side comes in, especially the Poconos film office side, is we're building partnerships with the businesses. For example, the Ben Mays and the Pocono Raceways and the John Oaks and the Poconos Parks. And having these partnerships in place already, so that when a film production or a producer comes out and asks a simple question like, hey, we just need, something as simple as a hospital room, utilizing it and having it here and being able to go to a business that operates in Pennsylvania, like I'm again using the raceway and saying, look, we have this location, but there's also this here, this here, this here, and this here. Oh, and we also partner with the Visitors Bureau and all these incredible resorts and hotels and accommodations throughout the area. We're making it very difficult for the studios and the producers to say no. And at least that's how I operate from a business side, make it hard for people to say no. And we think that's something that will help drive it here, but then also ultimately bring those jobs here as well.
Do you think it could boost tourism?
Oh, I don't want to speak on Chris's behalf, but film and tourism are hand in hand. If you just look at the broader picture of it, anything tourism-wise to get, I'll use Philadelphia for example. When you watch the movie Rocky, right, people plan trips around going to Philadelphia just to do the Rocky steps. That's something that's been mentioned multiple times. When you think of, you know, especially Los Angeles, you think of movies like La La Land and all those stuff that are really like staples that represents that area. There have been movies here in the Poconos that have been made, but again, maybe I'm naive, but unfortunately don't really hear much about it. I think there's such a rush to get it out of the Poconos and move it somewhere else where the people here that actually care about that aspect don't have the opportunity to enjoy it. That's what I'm trying to change in that regard, to keep it here. Let's utilize it here. And the Poconos needs its movie to put itself on the map. I'm 100% behind that, absolutely.
And then just flipping over to businesses, how critical can it be to them to be part of a movie and launch their business, whether it's a restaurant or a destination, where you see it in a movie and all of a sudden you're like, we got to go to that restaurant, we have to go to that hotel, whatever.
Absolutely. Does anybody else want to answer? Okay. I mean, I don't mind answering. I'll take it away.
You know, from, from an inspiration or motivation standpoint, you know, you think of the positive impact that can be had on the morale of employees when a fancy camera gets turned on or a production shows up. You know, or for example, the property that our company operates at Poconos Park, back in the 80s when Def Leppard produced the Hysteria music video, there's one shot, it's a fraction of a second, that was shot on our property. And we discovered that after we, you know, had closed the real estate deal, you know, we're into the operation, and the positive buzz that goes around the office to know that that was here on our property. And when you have a small business that gets a location scene or a shot that happens in a film or a commercial or a TV show, you know, some of those proprietors, the small businesses and the large businesses alike, will talk about that for decades to come, right? So it has an ongoing, you know, positive impact from a marketing standpoint, a morale standpoint, and then from a tourism standpoint, like Ralph referenced the steps, the courthouse steps for in the Rocky cutscene, you know, there's things like that that we want to attract that make marketing and promoting the Poconos from a tourism standpoint, a business, and a morale standpoint easier when you have these fun and interesting moments to look back to on film or television. So I think it's an exciting opportunity, and it enhances the film portion of it, enhances the sports and the entertainment, whether it's a concert, a race, you know, or whatever else is happening in the region.
Let's get Ben involved here. We talked about sports.
I was just going to say that somebody like a month ago sent me a picture of Tom Cruise here at Pocono years ago. So there's like a young Tom Cruise hanging out in a white T-shirt, and that was cool. And then if you listen to Jason Bateman's podcast, he used to race trucks here at Pocono, so he talks about that a little bit. So, you know, I'm not a film guy, obviously, but we love our place in this sport. You know, from a sports entertainment standpoint, you know, we are an entertainment venue. We have over 300 events here. When you guys aren't enjoying NASCAR, the track is used every day by multiple groups and everywhere from racing schools to commercial video shoots. I mean, Lincoln has shot car commercials here with us and things of that nature. So I think what is cool to me is that we've got a group, you know, this group here, the Visitors Bureau group, and then a group of folks like the commissioners that are behind this and want to see it grow, want to see it expand, and want to see more business in our region. And that's, you know, that's something that's at the core of what Doc and Rose did when they came to the Poconos from Philly, right? They bought a business, they invested in a racetrack, they built ski mountains, they've invested in this region. And for certain, Nick and his family are going to continue to do that. And you know, we're just happy to be along for the ride.
Congrats on the announcement, and best of luck on the new endeavor. Oh, all right. We'll take that final question.
My name is Terry Van Britsen Martin. I grew up about 6 miles away from here in McMichael's on a farm. I was potty trained in an outhouse. the expectations for my life were to be either a chambermaid or a secretary. When I was young, this was a cabbage field, and the first concert I went to here was the Johnny Cash concert. Since then, I've had 10 children. They're grown. I love my children. I want them to stay here. I work for Brookdale under Morris Wilkins. I got a better education at that resort than I would have got at any college. With the warehouse encroachment, I feel that we must maintain our tourist, our brand, our precious Pocono brand. I just don't know where you got the courage to do this. I'm grateful. And we have to get on board with it, because I want my children to stay in this area. And there's going to be opportunities, and you have reinvented this raceway time and time again. Dr. Mattioli's in heaven right now smiling. Your innovation, okay, your courage to do this deserves the backing of this community. And if there's anything I can do to make sure that you have it, I will. And I am a force to be reckoned with.
Amen. Thank you very much.
I do have a question. Oh, there it works. Hi, my name is Hope Chrisman. I live in Chestnut Hill Township.
We have one question and we have to leave. I apologize. No, you're good.
Yep. My kids graduated from Pleasant Valley in between you. So we have amazing, talented musicians in this area. And, you know, you mentioned the Sherman Theater. We have some wonderful recording studios in this area. We don't have a whole, I mean, I know Pocono Parks and, you know, the Sherman, but like the Lehigh Valley, you have so many venues that are close that you can kind of choose from. The Gin Mill, Steel Stacks, you know, they have larger acts there, and they also have local acts. So does the commission have any plans to somehow include the local artists, include the local recording studios, maybe, you know, not just Pocono Park? I've been following you, so I know, everything you're doing is amazing. So that we have more venues here for, whether it's tourists or whether it's for our own, you know, I'm born and raised, to come out and watch, and then also for our local musicians to play. Thank
I will
you.
Speak from the film side real quick, and I'll pass it to you, John. Studio production and the building of a backlot studio is already in discussions from a film side. As you get in the industry, you realize how similar the music and film side goes hand in hand. Definitely that's an opportunity, but I'll pass it on to the expert in the music world.
The answer is yes, right? And on the music and entertainment side, we want to work with venues of all shapes and sizes. I referenced the Milford Theater in Milford, the Stroudsburg, you know, theater, what we do at Poconos Park, but there's concerts and events, you know, here at the racetrack. A lot of our resorts have, various local talent. The bars and restaurants have local talent. Our company is currently running a Battle of the Bands promotion to give, we have 300 something bands from the region and beyond that are participating in a promotion where they'll receive, you know, music gear, probably $10,000 worth of equipment. They get to record in one of the local studios with Dan Malsh of Soundmind Studios. So that is an initiative that is currently happening, and it will just continue to increase. And I think what the commission brings is the unification of the different businesses, so we can take, you know, aspiring musicians and put them in different rooms of different sizes and develop them not only in the Poconos but beyond as well. So, and with that, I know that we're getting kicked off the stage here, and I'm going to say thank you everyone for coming for the weekend, and thank you for listening to us talk about the Pocono Sports, Entertainment, and Film Commission. Thank you all very much.